It's Update Your Resume Month, and we have a very special guest on the phone here from Pinnacle, a recruiter, Anand Sahai. Good morning, Anand.
Good morning, Hal. How are you today?
Excellent. Thank you very much for doing this.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And now, I guess no matter how secure we feel in our jobs, we should be updating our resume. And certainly if we're looking for work or unemployed and looking for work, it's important to have a resume that catches the attention of a potential employer or a recruiter at Pinnacle, for example, like yourself. You've given me five suggestions, things that we should keep in mind with your resume. Can we go through those quickly?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's start at number one. Briefly state your mission or purpose.
That's right. You want to make it obvious to the reader what you want. When you've got someone that's reading 200-plus resumes a day, it's important to have a tagline, something like, for example, seeking a position in electrical engineering. That way you're telling them who you are and you're telling them what you want right off the top.
All right. Number two, highlight your core strengths and education. Very important.
Absolutely. That includes where you went to school, the degrees you've obtained or the academic credentials, and then also specific skill sets, whether it's AutoCAD, et cetera. In that, it's also important to stay away from the generic terms like hardworking team player or strong multitasker. You want to assume that you are all those great things and really put the tangible accomplishments.
Clear info about where you worked, how long, title, what industry you worked in.
Yeah, exactly. And even going a step further, provide a brief summary about the nature of the business at the employers at which you've worked. You might know personally everything about ABC company, but don't make the mistake that everyone else does. So you just want to be able to provide very clear information about your career history in that respect.
Don't assume that the reader knows that. Give them a brief explanation.
That's right.
Right. Number four, for each relevant position, highlight your key functions and successes.
Exactly. When it comes to successes, focus on the ones that really demonstrate how you've either increased revenue, decreased costs, or made a process more efficient. This is precisely what business owners want to know, and that's really how you're going to keep the reader's attention on the page.
And five, the last one here of your five you've given me, formatting, important.
Absolutely. Be mindful of the formatting. Consider the industry to which you're applying. If you're in marketing, perhaps exercising your creative flair might be a great idea, but generally, keep it clean. Use a lot of white space and easily readable font, and don't forget to spell check. And I should add, have a friend proofread your resume. And after that, have another friend proofread your resume. You'd be surprised what you can miss.
Cool. That's great. Some really good advice there, Anand. Before I let you go here, I've got about a minute left. How are things from a recruiter perspective in this province? Business heating up for you guys? A lot of people out there, a lot of businesses looking for good people?
We're incredibly busy. I mean, we're always on the hunt for great people. At Pinnacle, we really pride ourselves in the talent that we work with and with the companies that we represent as well. Obviously it's a very competitive industry, and we're proud to say that with 25 specialized recruiters, and we're the leader in this town.
And would you say that the things have heated up out there? We're seeing growth and things turning around everywhere we look. Are we seeing that from your perspective as well?
Absolutely. Things are on the upswing. Especially in manufacturing. We're such a manufacturing town. It's really the bread and butter of this city. And you see new businesses popping up, and you see a lot of expansion and growth with a lot of longtime Winnipeg staples as well.
Anand, thanks for doing this.
Hey, Hal, I really appreciate it. Look forward to talking again.